The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, V'ish asher yishkov es isha dova, V'gila es ervosas mikora hera, V'gilsas mikor dameh, V'nechresu shneihem mikerv amav. This is the makor for the Isser of Nida. And the Torah speaks about he gilsa es mikor dameha, which means that the definition of nida is dam that comes out of the makor, dam that comes out of the uterus. When the woman, the lining of the uterus sheds and the dam comes out of the uterus, she becomes a nida. And the drasha is brought down on page 5 in the Rif. The Rif in Hilchas Nida is in Masechta Shavuos, where he writes, "Ki siya zava yochal afilu zava mikol mokom." I might think that the blood from any place is tameya. The Talmud Lomar v'hi gilsas mikor dameha limed al hadamim she'enan ela min hamokor. That the only place that dam nida gets its status of dam nida is if it emanates from the uterus, if it emanates from the mokar. Any other dam from the body, even from the vaginal area, is not dam nida. The only exception, midrabanan, as we'll learn be'ezus Hashem in a future shiur, is dam besulim. That dam besulim is when the hymenal bleeding, that also midrabanan gets the status of nida. But midaraisa, the only concept of nida we have is dam and hamokar, and it's the mokar for this halacha is in Parshas Kedoshim, Perchof, Pasuk Yud Ches. Es mikora herav hi gilsa es mikor dameha. Now, if you'll take a look on page 2, if you take a look on page 2, the Mishnah gives us a mashal about the anatomy of the woman. Mashal chachamim b'isha hacheder v'prozdor v'aliyah. In other words, they give a mashal of a house. The house has a cheder, has a room. It has a prozdor. It has a hallway leading up to the room. And it has an aliyah. It has a second floor above the room. And that mashal is a mashal to the woman that the cheder is the uterus, is the mokar. The hallway, the prozdor, is the vaginal canal which leads to the mokar, which leads to the uterus. And the aliyah, as in the art scroll points out, it's either the bladder or the uterus on top, and that is the aliyah. So the Mishnah says, "Nimtza beprozdor sveiko tame l'fi shecheskaso min hamokar." That if there is dam found in the prozdor, so the question is, where did that dam come from? So if the dam came from the cheder, if the dam came from the uterus, it's tameh. If it came from the aliyah, it's tahar, because the dam from the uterus is tameh, the dam from the bladder or any place is damaka, is tahar. So if one finds dam in the prozdor, one finds dam in the vaginal canal, he could assume that that dam came from the cheder, came from the uterus, and she's tameya. And that's the mashal that the chachamim give us. Now, the pasuk in Parshas Metzora adds an additional halacha to Hilchas Nida. And that is, it says in Parshas Metzora, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yutes, V'isha ki siyeh zova, dam yeh zova b'psara, shivas yamim tiyeh b'nidasa, v'chalonogeh bo yitma ada aref. So the Pasuk says that a woman has a flow b'psara. So the Gemara on page 7 in Nida, Anun Zayin Amid Beis, tells us the following. Amar Shmuel, Bodka Karka Olam, V'yoshva Aleha, U'matza Dam Aleha Tahora. So the woman is about to sit down. So before she sits down, she checks the place she's sitting. She wants to sit on the ground. And she looks at the karka olam. She doesn't see anything. Looks clean. So she sits down. And then she gets up. And lo and behold, when she gets up, she sees some dam on the ground. So the question is she a nida or not? So Shmuel says she's not a nida, because the pasuk says bivsora at shetargish bivsora. She has to feel, she has to have some type of sensation, some type of what we call a hargosha, to become tame. And he obviously here, she had no knowledge of it till she got up and saw the blood. She had no knowledge that this there was dam coming out of her. So she's tahora. Now, what does it mean, bivsara? So the definition of bivsara is the vaginal canal. That is the bivsara. So she has to have some type of hargosha, and we'll discuss later in the shiur what type of hargosha does she need to have. So the Gemara says, "Hai bivsara miboyle shemitama bifnim kibachutz." In other words, the halacha is that dam nida is when the dam comes out of the uterus into the vaginal canal. Now, soon as the dam leaves the uterus into the vaginal canal, she becomes a nida. Even before it leaves her body. In other words, the halos nida on a woman happens internally, inside the woman's body. And how do we know that? From the pasuk bibsara. That, as we said before, bibsara is the vaginal canal. So the Gemara is asking, how can you use the word bibsara for the din of hargasha? Don't you need to use the din of bibsara to teach me that I might think that she only becomes a nida when the dam amish comes out of her body? Mashmal, no, that it doesn't have to come out of her body. Even internally, that's when she gets the status of nida. So the Gemara answers, Imkein lemekra b'bosar. For the din of that she was b'tame b'fnim b'chutz, it could have just as easily said the word b'sar. Didn't have to say b'sara. So by the fact that it had an extra hay, teaches us the other halacha that there's a din of hargasha. So the two questions that we need to clarify are, number one, what is this hargasha? What type of sensation does one need to have? The various opinions about that. And number two, what is the need of hargasha? Is hargasha a special gzeres hakosov? Meaning, in addition to the fact that the dam has to come from a certain location, that it has to come from her uterus, it also has to have a hargosha. Those two parallel requirements. Or no, or perhaps there's no two parallel requirements. There's only one requirement, and that is that the dam should come from the mokar, from the uterus. The only question is, how do we know for sure that it came from the uterus? If there's a hargasha, then we can assume that it came from the uterus. But if there's no hargasha, maybe it didn't come from the uterus. And in the case of the karka olam, we could assume that since she didn't check, she checked, but maybe she didn't check 100%. So unless there's a hargasha, you can't assume that it came from the uterus, that it's damen amokar. And of course, the nafkamin of between these two approaches, if you hold that hargasha is a requirement, so it's an absolute requirement, so therefore, even if I know that it's definitely from her, but if there's no hargasha, then maybe she wouldn't be tameya min haTorah. But if you hold that it's just a din of verifying that it came from her, so if I have another means, if I mama saw that the dam came from her, then perhaps there would be, that would serve instead of a hargasha. And that we'll talk about in the future shiur. So the Ramban on page 8 says, "Afilu biyadua shemigufa chazoi dvar Torah tahora." That even if I know ve'enu mavia loli dezivul or denida, there was, even if I know for sure that it's coming from her, but there was no hargasha, she's tahora, because that's a separate requirement that there should be a hargasha. Now, some quote that the Tosas Rid argues, because the Tosas Rid says on page 9, "Dafka im hergisha v'yoda sheyotza adam b'psara, az hi temeya. Avim im lo hergisha sheyotza b'psara, hegon ze shenimtza adam b'karka tahorahi, de'emer lo bodke yofa." In words, the simple reading perhaps of the Tosas Rid is that the hargasha is only to verify that it came from her uterus. But if not, then I don't assume it necessarily came from her uterus. One could also read the Tosas Rid that he's not arguing, that he's saying that it's a special Gzeiras HaKosov, and like Rabbi Tuchman said to me, it's sort of like explaining the time of the craw of why we have that Gzeiras HaKosov, but maybe he also holds it's a absolute Gzeiras HaKosov. This question is discussed in the tshuva of the Maram Lublin. The Maram Lublin, we know, is the Maram from the back of the Gemara. And the tshuva is written to Rabbi Yishaya Segel, who is the Shalah Segel Sgan L'Kahuna. He's a Levi. Shalah was from the Horowitz family. All Horowitzes Alevim are usually descendants of the Shalah. And he's writing a tshuva back to the Shalah. The Shalah asked him this question: is a hargasha an absolute requirement, or it's only a birur? And the question that was they dealt with was a woman who went to sleep on a clean sheet, and she was together with her husband once she woke up from the night's sleep. And in the middle of the night, while she was sleeping, apparently she bled, and she didn't realize that. Obviously, there was no hargasha. So if you assume that hargasha is an absolute requirement, then maybe she was only in need of midrabanan. And therefore, the tshuva that she has to do is is not such a chomer dika tshuva. But if you say that here it's obvious that it came from her, and if Argosh is only to Mevara that it came from her, so perhaps in this situation, when we know Vadai that it came from her, she'll be Tameya Midoraisa, even though there's no Hargosha. So one of the rayas that the Maram Lublin brings, he assumes, like the Tzad, that it's a separate Gzeiras HaKosuv, that you need Hargosha, irrespective of whether we know it's from her or not. Even if we know it's from her, you still need the Hargosha. And he quotes it, a raya to this, from the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Tes, in Hilchas Yisurei Bria Halacha Aleph, says that Im Lohir Gisha Ubotka Umotza Hadam Lefnim BeProzdor, a woman who did a bedika inside the prozdor, the vaginal canal, and she found blood on the cloth, so she's Tameya Min HaTorah Hareze Becheskas Shabah BaHargosha. Because you can assume that there was a Hargosha, even though she didn't necessarily feel the Hargosha. So the Maram Lublin says, why does the Rambam have to say Chazaka Bar BaHargosha? If you assume that it's only a birur to know that it came from her. So here we know it came from her. She went inside internally. We know it came from her. So who cares if there was a hargosha or not? It came from her. By the fact that the Rambam says that it's not enough that we know it came from her, but we have to know that there was a hargosha, and even though she didn't feel it, we assume that there was a hargosha. So that seems to imply that there's a separate requirement that you need to have a hargosha. And that's what the Rambam is coming to add. That even though we know it's Vaday Migufa, but you still need a Hargosha. And if she found the Dam, Bifnim, that's a Chazaka, that it was Ba Behargosha. And this Rambam is going to be very significant. We're going to discuss it, Bezra Hashem, in future Shiur. So that's how the Maram Milublin assumes, like we quoted from the Ramban, that it's a separate Gzeiras HaKosuv. So now the question is, what is the Hargosha that we require? So in the Poskim, there are three major shitas that are quoted, and the Piskei Tshuva brings them down, and the three shitas are the Shitas HaRambam, the Shita of the Truma Sadeshen, and the Shita of the Noda B'Yehuda. The Rambam writes in Perek Hay, in Isurei Bia, regarding a woman, Halacha Yud Zayin, on page 13, Aisha Shehishtina Mayim, a woman urinated, Yotza Dam, and Dam came out with the urine. Ben Shehishtina Vihi Omedes, Ben Shehishtina Vihi Yosheves, Arezo Tahora. So the woman is Tahora. Why? So the Rambam is going to explain, because that Dam that came with the urine probably is not from the uterus, it's not from the Mokor, it's from the bladder, it's from someplace else. Then the Rambam says, Afilu hirgish gufa v'nizdazeya eina choshesh shehargoshes mei raglayim hizo. That the Rambam says that even if she has a hargosha, it doesn't matter, because you might need to have a hargosha, but if the dam is not from the mokor, so the hargosha is meaningless. It's once you have, you know, the Dam is Ben HaMokar, then there's an added requirement, you need the Hargosha. But Agav, the Rambam explains, what is a Hargosha? So he uses the words Afilu hirgish gufa v'nizdazeya. The hargasha means that she, her body was trembling. That's the hargasha. Nizdazeya gufa. So it's interesting, the Rambam never spells it out directly. In other words, you would have thought the Rambam would say, you need dam and a mocker, that's halacha aleph. Halacha beis is, you need a hargasha, ketzad hi hargasha, nizdazeya gufa. The Rambam doesn't spell it out so clearly. The Rambam Agav, when he's discussing the halacha of meiraglayim, he says that even when she's matil the meiraglayim and she has a hargasha, it doesn't matter. Because the dam is not dam nida. So what is hargasha? She's nizdazeya gufa. So that is known as the Rambam Shita. The second Shita on page 14 is the Shita of the Trumas Hadeshen, where the Trumas Hadeshen discusses, and it's interesting to note that the Poskim assume that when the Trumas Hadeshen wrote the Sefer Trumas Hadeshen, he wrote the Shilas and the Truvas were both written by him. That gives us more ability to be medayek, as people ask, from the Shoel as well, because that's his Lashon as well. So the question that Trumas Hadeshen deals with is a woman who had a Hargasha, and the Hargasha that he speaks about is the opening of the uterus, Psichas Pi HaMokar, that the woman has such a Hargasha. And the assumption is that when the blood is coming out, the uterus is opening up to let the blood out. So she feels the movement of mokar, and she says she was walking in the street when she felt this, and then she came home and looked to see what it was, and she found some white discharge. She did a bedika, and she found white discharge. So what's the halacha? So first he says that she's tameh, because since she had a hargasha, even if she, see, if a woman, he says like this, the nira the isha the hargisha ubotka achakach v'lo matza klum yesh latama devada yatzotimas dam. In other words, if a woman had a hargasha and then she does a bedika, she finds nothing, is more of a svara that she's tameh, because since there's a hargasha, there must have been dam that came out of her. And since hargasha is a svara daraisa, so you can assume that dam came out of her. And if we don't see it, it must have been that it melted, it got cleaned away, or something like that. Here we found a white discharge. So the question is, maybe we can be told that the hargasha she felt was that she was emitting a white discharge and not blood. So that he says. So maybe we can be told on the white discharge. But then he says three lines from the bottom. Omnam yorei anochi lahokel im nimtza la'ed lachluchis desamich v'yesh bo mishum ktsas. And I think this is a misprint. Yesh bo mishum should be yesh bo mamoshus tzas. He says he's not sure that you can be makil. Maybe people will make a mistake and they won't realize if they makil in this case, people will makil in cases where there was red. So he says, So he says, if there was a real mamashah stick of discharge, he thinks you should be machmer. But if it's just a mared, not real substance, just the color on the on the cloth, and eino elamara kumot seva baalma v'gam lo argisha d'lfamim kai gav the baalmi luchul zomos beisachitzer hol mar torah b'vadek v'gam lo v'nyishul torah. But there, I think he's saying v'gam lo argisha. She wasn't margish. then maybe it would be Tohar. But, okay, so that's not so much our concern now. But the discussion here is that the Truma Sedeshin has is if you have a Hargasha, so, and of the Psichas Pi HaMokor, you felt the uterus opening, and then he discusses if you found something. If you don't find something, it's worse, because then you assume that's Hargasha Svar Daraisa for sure. There was Dam that came out, and we just didn't find the Dam. And that is the Trumas Hadeshin. So you see here, from the way the Trumas Hadeshin is formulating the discussion, that you see that the Trumas Hadeshin holds that the opening, the feeling, that sensation of opening the Pi HaMokor, that is the definition of Hargasha. So that's the second sheet. The third sheet here is found on page 16, the sheet of the Noda B'Yehuda, where the Noda B'Yehuda says the following. The feeling of the Psichas Pi HaMokor, that for sure, like the Trumas Hadeshin says, that for sure is a Hargasha. But he wants to add that even the sensation of feeling the blood going on the vaginal canal, in other words, when the blood comes out of the uterus, it goes down the vaginal canal and then ultimately out of the body. So that sensation of feeling the liquid going on the vaginal canal, that is a Hargasha. And how does he know this? He says it's a raya from the Gemara. Because the Gemara we learned before of the mocker of Hargasha from Bibsara. And the Gemara says, Bibsara teaches me that it's metame internally. So where is it metame internally? When it's on the vaginal canal. So the Bibsara, that word Bibsara in the Pasuk, is referring to the vaginal canal, the vaginal tract. So there, that's where the Hargasha is. And therefore, it must be that Ziva's Dovrlach, that feeling the sensation internally on that vaginal canal, that makes the woman a Nida. And then he has another Raya from the Gemara of the Mishnah we said that if you find Dam on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, if you find Dam in the prose door, if you find Dam in the vaginal tract, in the hallway, right? So we said you can be sure that that's from uterine blood. But so in other words, so Dam Animtza a prose door, Sveiko Tomei. In other words, if you're Mesupak, you can assume that it's Tomei. So the question is, the Gemara on Nun Zayim Abayz quotes, when it quotes the din of Shmuel, that you need a Hargasha, then proceeds to ask questions on Shmuel from different Mishnayos and Brises. So the Noda B'Yehuda says the following. If the Trumas Hadeshin's Hargasha was the only type of Hargasha, then the Gemara could have asked a simple question on Shmuel. The case where she, from the Mishnah, that she found Dam B'Prozdor. Because if you found Dam in the prose door, so the Gemara should have asked like this. If there was a Hargasha, and Hargasha means Psichas Pi HaMokor, assuming that's the only type of Hargasha there is, so then there's no suffix that it came from the uterus. And if there's no Hargasha, then she's not going to be Tamei anyway, because there was no Hargasha. So Mamanavshach, what's Pshat in the Mishnah, according to Shmuel? Because the Mishnah says you have a case of Suffolk. And Suffolk we say Tomei. But how could you have a case of Suffolk? Either if there was a Hargasha, then there's no Suffolk. It's not even a Suffolk. If there was a Hargasha, there's no Suffolk. If there was not a Hargasha, then also she's going to be Tahora, because there was no Hargasha, and that would be a Kasha and Shmuel. But according to me, says the Noda B'Yehuda, that Hargasha could also mean Zivas Dovrlach, so the case could have been that there was no Hargasha of the Mokor, but there was Hargasha of Zivas Dovrlach. We just don't know what that Dovrlach was. if it was blood from the Makor or from the Aliyah. So we're not sure. So we say Chazaka that Mestamet came from the Makor. And therefore that's the case of the Mishnah, that there was a Hargasha. The question is, but where was the Hargasha of Dam Nida or Dam Maka? And then that's the Suffolk, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about, and therefore there would be no Kasha on Shmuel. So these are the three major Shitas that are Poskim quote, the Shita of the Rambam of Nizdazei Gufa, the Shita of the Trumas Hadeshan of Hargoshas Psichas Pi Hamokar, and the Shita of the Noda Behuda of Zivas Dovrlach. Now the Ramban on page 17 wrote an important sefer. In addition to writing Chidushei HaRamban on the Masechta, he wrote Hilchas Nida LaRamban. And the Ramban writes, Ein Ha'isha Metaman Menatora Ad Shatargish B'Shosh Adam Yotzei B'Psara. So the Ramban adds another thing, that it's not enough to have a Hargasha. As we explained, there's a requirement of Hargasha. The Hargasha has to be at the time that the blood comes out of the... That the time that the Dam Yotze Bivsara, that she becomes a Nida. So, in other words, the discussion, as Rabbi Gedalia Berger pointed out to me, you know, there's a discussion in the poskim where the cramps, is that called a Hargasha? Maybe it's a Hargasha according to the Shitas Haramba, maybe not. But the question is, say she had a cramp a day ago, and then she bleeds a day later when she doesn't have a cramp, does that cramp mitstarif? So some, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, some quote this Ramban and to say that no, cramps don't count because they're not at the time of that the dam is coming out. And the Ramban writes this lashon, b'shosh adam yotzei b'vsara. Now, regarding the Noda Behuda, the Chasam Sofer on page 18 argues with the Noda Behuda, as you'll take a look, and we'll get at a future time discussing his, but he holds that no, psichas pi hamokar, that is a hargasha, but zivas dovrlach is not a hargasha, and we'll discuss his raya at another time. And the Chavis Das on page 19 says another point. Chavis Das says, he quotes first the three shitas, and then he says that till now, we understood in the Noda Behuda that if she feels a sensation of blood anywhere as the blood rolls down the vaginal canal, that is enough to make her a Nida. Parenthetically, we should point out that we didn't mention yet that when the dam comes out of her body and goes onto her beged, and then she feels a wet from the wetness of her beged, that touches on her skin, that's not Ziva's Dovrlach. Because that's just feeling a wet beged. Ziva's Dovrlach is as the feeling the dam inside the vaginal canal, that sensation. We'll see. Rav Moshe has a Shita, Bez Hashem, we'll see next time. Now the Chavis Das says, Omnam nira debinan shetargish azov b'mkora. In other words, it's not enough that you feel the dam in the prosdor. You have to feel the dam the second it leaves the uterus onto the prosdor. That split second when it's transferring from the cheder to the prosdor, it's making that transitional movement. That's when you have to feel the dam. And because that's when she becomes a Nida. You can't feel the dam later. It's not going to work with Mafreya. It's as the Chalos Nida is happening, when the dam leaves the Bayis HaPnimi to go into the Bayis HaChitzon, it's going from the uterus to the vaginal canal, that's the point right then. You have to have the Hargasha, or else the Hargasha doesn't count. Now, the big question, and we're going to discuss this Bezer Hashem in greater detail next time, is how does Hargashas work b'zman hazeh? In words, do women have Hargashas? Nizdazeh gufa, so that many times is not b'shas that the dam is bleeding, the Rambam Shita. Psichas pi amokor, that's a discussion, maybe nishtanu atvoim, because many people assume b'zman hazeh that the mokor is always open. It's not that it's opening special for the dam needed to come out. It's always open. It's just when the lining sheds, memelit comes out. And the Chavis Das's version of Ziva's Dovrlach to feel over there is also not so matzui. There's a question whether there's even nerves there that you can feel. The only possibility is the No Debihuda Shita, if you hold from it, that that can be a feeling of Ziva's Dovrlach in the, you know, part of the vaginal canal, not necessarily when it comes out like the Chavis Das, but further on. So the Aruch HaShulchan on page 20, he discusses this, and he says that the women say they don't have Hargosha in Samach Aleph, he writes, and Hevel Yiftzepi Anoshim Be'elu Lo Yodi Mai Ka'amri, they don't know what they're talking about, V'Rabboseinu Nemonim Aleinu Yosem Mehem, and our Rabbonim are Nemon more than them. They're not lying. Ella she'enam avinos. They just don't know. And then he goes ahead and don't realize what they're feeling. And then he goes ahead and says that any time the body pushes something out, there's a certain sensation, like when a person urinates or something like that. And so that sensation is the psichas hamokar. Rav Shechter once mentioned that perhaps women don't have hargoshes so much b'zman hazeh is because they're very active. They're going around, they're going here, going there. In the old days, women used to just sit home, you know, the whole day, taking care of the kids, baking, you know, no much movement, so therefore they were more attuned to their nuances in their body. There was less movement, and maybe that's... But the question is, so... You know, what's Pshat Bezman Hazeh? Sometimes it's said over, it's hard to know if this is an authentic statement that some want to say that maybe that's a limud zchus on women, people who are not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, that all need is only Drabonon. But we assume that that's very difficult to say. That we assume that there is a concept of Nida Daraisa Bezman Hazeh. So therefore, we have to understand, so since there's a requirement of Hargosha, so how does it work, Bezman Hazeh? So I made a supplementary packet. We first bring this packet next time, because we didn't finish this packet, and that will, this packet and the supplementary packet will be talking about what's called a Nida Daraisa Bezman Hazeh, that we seemingly don't have these Hargoshas. If anything, maybe we have the No Debi Yehuda's Hargosha, but Chasam Sofer says that Hargosha doesn't count. And based on that, we'll see how the different poskim deal with this halacha, and how can we have a Nida Daraisa Bezman Hazeh. And Bezer Hashem, next time we'll discuss this.